This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of patients in Colorado hospitals with confirmed coronavirus cases rose to 192 this week. That's up a bit from last week, but far below big surges earlier in the pandemic. The number of utilities reporting increases of COVID in wastewater is also going up. The number of Coloradans getting vaccinated or boosted keeps going up too, but very slowly. About a quarter of Coloradans have the first two doses plus the Omicron booster. The company that owns the Icon Pass will pay $17.5 million to pass holders whose ski season was cut short by the pandemic in 2020. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the money is a result of a class action lawsuit.
A U.S. district court approved the settlement between plaintiffs and Alterra Mountain Company. A lawyer for the plaintiffs says Alterra refused to give refunds for the partial ski season, unlike its main competitor, Vail Resorts, according to Business Den. The lawyer says 2019-2020 pass holders will receive between $10 and $150 in pass credits, depending on how much they skied that winter. Alterra previously tried to get the lawsuit thrown out, insisting that pass holders are not guaranteed a certain number of months to ski. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A record-breaking season continues for Colorado skier Michaela Schifrin. She won gold today, her 13th medal in the Alpine World Championships. That's the most in modern championship history. When the skiers saw her finishing time, she collapsed into the snow with relief and celebration. This is CPR News.